Whenever the year draws to an end, my dad always says you must take stock and accountability of your life. So all of the wins, tally them up. All of the losses, tally them up. And then start thinking about how can you avoid the similar losses in following years, right? And so with this year drawing to an end, I would like to ask you, in your previous relationships, the ones that failed, who was at fault? Was it you or was it the other party?
It was definitely me.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, this is surprising. Okay, tell us more.
No, come on. I was a growing girl. I mean, I still am. Had lots of insecurities. And as a result of that, I think I pushed people away.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done the work now, internally, and we're glowing up. So, yeah, I think I'm a better version of me now. And, yeah.
I'm very surprised. I would have thought she'd have said it to guys.
No, shame. They tried. Aww. They really did. Mm.
Okay. This is so big of you, Tan.
It was definitely the guys with you, eh?
Wow.
I want to say that, like, literally, because I dumped them.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I self-sabotage, hey?
Ha.
Yes, I really do self-sabotage. I've learned this. I'm the type of person who'll start a fight for no reason. Because I'm psycho like that.
Toxic.
But why?
I don't know.
No, man. Let me tell you something.
Yeah, so I know that I do those things. I'm very needy also. Like, I suffocate people. So actually, like, the single life is for me.
But, you know, as guys, we don't like fighting. Why do women start fights?
Because it's boring when nothing's happening.
We
want drama.
Ah, what guys?
Things are too mellow.
Wow. Sandman, I've got to say, I'm very surprised. I thought the ladies would say guys for sure. So now, let's see what you're going to say.
Well, I'm not sure if mine helps. So most of my relationships, when they ended, it was no one's fault.
Yeah.
So all but one of my relationships ended because she cheated.
Hmm.
The other ones, it's just like we kind of outgrew each other. We just like, people then wanted different things. You know, you grow and you change. And that's why I'm friends with most of my exes, because when it ended, you could kind of see, okay, nobody did anybody wrong, but this thing's no longer working for us, so let's just move our separate ways.
Mutual separation.
But, yeah, so there, I don't think you can blame anyone. If it's just, we're not interested in each other anymore.
Mm. Very, very interesting.
Caesar, tell us.
Me?
Yes.
When I was younger, I used to have commitment anxiety.
Sure.
I always felt like I could do better in a relationship. And to be quite honest, I always could.
Oh, okay.
So, but I was also perennially single because I used to travel around a lot.
Yeah.
So there aren't that many relationships that I can count where I was like, I was serious about the relationship.
Ah,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
And then I was obviously like very, very much set in my ways and selfish. So I can see why those relationships would have broken down, because I also wasn't giving it my all.
So you're basically saying it, you were the problem.
Yeah, I was like just floating through the thing. Like,
no, I get it.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't really being serious about it. I was like, I'll meet up with another girl.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Hotter and better.
Mm,
yeah.
Okay.
So that was my view. So obviously that was my own fault.
Yeah.
We've got Bui on the line. Bui, kunjani?
Oh, okay. I'm wrong. I saw them.
Yeah.
Guys, you are.
Okay. So tell me something. Is it true what they say about closer women?
Guys, I'm going to get you and see you.
Okay, no, thank you very much for the call, Bui.
Thank you.
Bye. Zakele in Foslu. Ah, Zakele, let's try again, Zakele. Zakele in Foslu, kanjani ndoda?
Hello, sizwe.
Ugrand.
I'm not in bed, well.
No, no complaints, no complaints.
Yeah.
When are you not friends with any of your exes?
No. How come you be umgani nomuntu okwazana naye?
Nami, but I've got to say, you know, I'm amicable with majority of my exes.
No, I'm not.
I suppose it depends. It depends on how you break up, though.
Yeah.
You know,
you can break up nice and whatever, but you would never bang any food. If you get developed, but I'm assuming it's not food.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, then, I'm out just cutting you. It's a wrong part.
Yeah. Okay. Now, thank you very much for that, Zakel.
All right.
That's Zakel in Force Lou. You too can give us a shout 086 00 00959.